Recreation District, along with Park City, has been looking at the electric bikes. District Manager Rena Jordan said at this point her board wants to try out the bikes on their transportation trails, but not the backcountry routes.
And the 20-mile-per-hour speed limit is something that is really one that we actually want some of the board to get out and test and see how fast that is on some of our trail systems, because it's pretty fast. And with the multi-use that we have going on, we are a bit fearful of the conflict that may happen. So we are probably going to be slightly ahead of the city in actually implementing and putting some signage up to talk about trails where it will be allowed. There are electric bikes in town now. There are electric bike shops. So we just feel like out in the basin, there are so many transportation trails that we just need to start to help modify behavior.
Jordan said they're proposing two trails that they think could be appropriate for off-leash dog use.
And first one will be a 1 mile loop up around Trailside Park, where we've expanded, or we're in the midst of expanding the dog park up there. And the second one that we proposed is a 2 mile loop that's in the southeast corner of the Kimball Junction PRI open space property that is already fenced in and we think will be quite popular and will help to deter dogs off leash on the 5K loop that's over there. So those two are the two that we came up with at council's direction to find some opportunities for off-leash trails.
On their event calendar, she said they're holding a barbecue bash this Friday at Trailside Park to celebrate the final phase of the bike park there. And in the fall, according to Will Pratt, the district's planning and project manager, they have a couple of events celebrating open space near their Kilby Road corridor.
On Saturday, September 13th, we're working on a Toll Canyon celebration, which is an opportunity to get community out and see what a beautiful property that is. It's about 792 acres, and it's in the Summit Park and Timberline area. But date to mark on your calendars, Saturday, September 13th for that. And then on Saturday, October 4th, we're planning another high ute celebration. If you recall, we had last October, we did a community hike there on a Saturday, and it was a big success. People really liked getting into the canyon and seeing how beautiful that is up there. That parcel is about 1,100 acres.
Will Pratt and Rena Jordan from the Snyderville Basin Recreation District. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.